Hey there, and welcome back to Take One, the podcast that brings you just one grown-up page of Talmud each day, because in today's pages, Bava Metzia 11 and 12, we have a little meditation on what it means to be grown-up, to be an adult. Have a listen. The Gemara comments, and Shmuel, in his above explanation of the Mishnah, disagrees with the opinion of Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. As Rabbi Chiya bar Abba says that Rabbi Yochanan says, the word adult in the Mishnah is not referring to an actual adult, and the word minor is not referring to an actual minor. Rather, with regard to an adult son who is dependent on the food of his father's table for support, this is considered a minor in the context of the Mishnah. It is appropriate for one who is reliant on his father's support to give items that he finds to his father. And with regard to a minor son who is not dependent on the food of his father's table for support, this is considered an adult in this context, and any lost item that he finds is his. Wow, what an insightful, kind of harsh notation. Hey man, if you're still living with mom and dad, I'm sorry, you may be 39 years old, but you are not an adult. I read this and I needed to hear a lot more, and I did the only thing I really know how to do, which is pick up the phone and call the one, the only, our teacher, our friend, Rabbi David Bashevkin. How are you, my friend?
Liel, what an absolute privilege and pleasure. And this is such a hot button and important issue of how we conceptualize adulthood in the Talmud. Most people have been lulled into a sense of perhaps unearned adulthood by our most famous Jewish ceremony, your bar or bat mitzvah, where we, of course, call up the child and say, today, you are a man. And I don't know about you, but I have been to a handful of bar and bat mitzvahs, and I have quietly wondered to myself, I don't know if that really qualifies as a full-grown man or woman. They are the age of 12, they are the age of 13, and we are celebrating them. And there definitely are very real status changes at your bat or bar mitzvah, where that child is now obligated to do their very best to perform the mitzvos and act in a Jewish way. But I wouldn't fault you if in the back of your mind you would ask yourself, well, really? Is this person really an adult? And the truth is the Talmud itself is aware of that distinction. And it is exactly from our passage. While there is no question that somebody reaches an aspect of adulthood when they become a bar or bat mitzvah, they are now obligated to strive for those ideals. We do understand that there is a measure of their own accountability that is still lacking, and that it reflects in halacha itself when it comes to somebody's ability to acquire and sense of ownership for stuff that they may find on the floor or something that they may bump into in the street. And that the full ownership of adulthood, of being able to manage our lives, really begins when you step out and take independent responsibility for the aspects of your life. Because it is that aspect of independence, when you start building a life of your own, that gives you a true measure of adulthood in certain very important, specifically financial areas of the Torah. And I think this is actually mirrored in one of the first times we actually confront the word for growing up, for adulthood in the Torah, and that is the term of being a gadol. A gadol means to be a grown-up. And the first time that we find the term of being a grown-up is actually very early in the book of Exodus, where we find the word meaning gadol in the context of Moshe, where we are told as follows, Vayihi bayamim hahem, in those days, Vayigdal Moshe, Moshe grew up. What does it mean that Moshe grew up in this context? Did he have his bar mitzvah? Did he turn 13 years old? No. Keep reading. This is in the second chapter of the book of Exodus, in the 11th verse. Right after Vayigdal Moshe, Moshe grew up, the next words are Vayetze el Achav Vayar Bisiv Lo Sam. He went out, saw his brethren, saw his community, and saw that they were suffering, and he did something about it. real adulthood, real growing up, is not just about celebrating your bar mitzvah. That's the beginning of the journey. The bar and bat mitzvah is the entry point to adulthood, but it's not where that process ends. True adulthood means having the independence to take responsibility first and foremost for yourself, but most importantly, as we see in the context of Moshe, Vayigdal Moshe, Moshe grew up. What does that mean? Vayetze el acha vayar b'sivlosam. Growing up meant that he was able to go out, see people who are suffering, and do something about it, living for more than just yourself and having the independence to take responsibility for all those suffering, for all those in need within our community.
So beautiful, Rabbi Beshevkin. Thank you as always for being our guest.
My absolute privilege and pleasure.
This has been Take One. If you enjoy the show, and I hope that you do, then you are really going to love the new book just published by me. It's called How the Talmud Can Change Your Life, Surprisingly Modern Advice from a Very Old Book. You can order it now at your local bookstore or directly from the publisher through the link in this here podcast description or through that big online store whose logo is, you know, a smile. As always, please go rate and review Take One on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You could get your Take One t-shirts and mugs and other swag at tabletstudios.com, and you could subscribe to our weekly newsletter at tabletm.ag/Take One Newsletter. Take One is a Tablet Studios production. The show is hosted by me, Leah Leibowitz, and is produced and edited by Josh Cross, Robert Scaramucci, Quinn Waller, and Ellie Blyer. Our team also includes Stephanie Butney, Courtney Hazlett, and Tanya Singer. For more information, go to tabletmag.com/takeone or email us at takeone@tabletmag.com. I hope we have made your day a little more Talmudic.